I'm going to call to order the July 22nd, 2019 Prudential Committee monthly meeting. It's 5:30. Amy Cates is recording. Can I please have a roll call?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Lisa Mycock-Kelly, Prudential.
Sylvia Janelle, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Okay, can we have the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You're up, Ray.
I've given you three pages, which summarizes the first look at the full year. It's by no means a completed a review. I'll be doing that over the next month or so, getting ready for the audit. But as we look at the numbers as they've come in, we see that tax revenue for personal property is slightly over budget. Real estate, again, is slightly over budget, and that's due to a better collection on the current year than we had last year. Water rates are up. Water usage is up 35%. Revenue is only up 9%. I'm assuming that that dichotomy will wash itself out with the new rates, so we'll see a better correlation between usage and revenue. And the antenna, which makes up for the shortfall in water, we never got the tower built, so they're still on the old stick. They're now just starting to migrate to the new tower. And what we had in 19 was some partial rent from the ground rental, as well as some, what looks like to me, catch up on revenue that may have been delayed last year and caught up this year. I haven't been able to sort through it all, but that's what it looks like, because it's going up like 65%, and that's not escalation. It's something else going on there. Penalties and interest, water liens redeemed, they're up. Actually, a water liens redeemed was like one shot in February or March, one transaction that bumped that up from what we normally see. Solar credits are up. I think they're not up as much as that looks, because I think there was some misclassification in 18 when they just started that program, that we may have put it in miscellaneous or some other in other revenue, and we're trying to clean that up. We have this year. Ambulance revenue is up. I think the chief would say there were more runs, but he's really pleased with the new billing program that we have. They are far more attentive and supportive. Interest in miscellaneous. The miscellaneous is the RMDS reimbursement for pension, prior pension payments that we got back this year, the $12,000. And that was from prior medical insurance on retirees. Turning to expenditures, salaries in the Prudential are up. We've added hours, as we've discussed in the last two times we got together. On the expense side, legal, audit, and bond expenses are higher than last year. Insurance is down because of health insurance being down. I think I spoke about the fact that the billing rates have gone down because they've really overestimated what they need to get from their member participants. Debt service is up slightly, and that's due to the higher interest We're borrowing more money, and it's all short-term at this stage, or most of it is short-term, and so that accounts for that increased interest. The salaries on the fire department, the decline is primarily due to the fact that Chief Olson was on the payroll for a portion of last year, and that doesn't carry over to this year. In the expense side, ambulance supplies are down. All the others seem a lot of ups and downs, but about the same year to year. In the public facilities, the only real change was maintenance. Building maintenance was down by about $3,000. And in street lights, electricity was down substantially, and I think that is the LED impact that we're seeing the full impact this year. Transfers are done in accordance with budget. Encumbrance came in basically on budget. Library on budget. The reserve fund, we've made those moves. We've spent $25,000, so we have about $4,200 that will be turned back in this year. In the articles, the $30,000 pump, we will probably be spending that in fiscal 20. They have some wells that, or one well that needs cleaning, and the superintendent has taken action on that already. So we'll see those expenses coming in. Cost of service is complete. The rehab of the fire engine, we're still under evaluation, or the chief is under evaluation about exactly how to do that. They know they have to spend some money in that area. They thought it was done, turns out it was not done. And so that is something that they'll be tackling this coming fiscal year. Freedom Hall flooring, we know that's scheduled for September. And the basement ceiling, we've deferred into 20. Looking at the other projects, those projects happen to be in the general fund. These projects are in the capital fund. It was a classification that we followed last year. Safeco grant, which is a grant for the fire department for training, it appears over expense, but we have a new grant which will cover that that expenditure. The fire department roof has come in. The bid is being evaluated. It looks like it may be over budget, but we do have other areas where we might be able to move money and reallocate that to take care of that. The fire department pickup is complete. We'll be closing that out, in F20, not F10. We'll be closing that out when we roll over the debt in December, and we'll be using those funds to pay down debt. The air packs is going to be a 20 purchase, and I believe that's going to be right on budget. The septic has been completed, and we'll close that out at the end of fiscal 19. Repaving the parking lot, I believe that is complete, and I think some of that funding then might be available to use on the roof.
Actually, I think the parking lot, they still need to redo the ramp.
The ramp, you're right. Yeah. Sorry. The LSD, USDA grant spent $8,000. We have an additional $15,500 that gets allocated every year, and we're going to get ahead of that because it's going to be some time before they're spending $15,000 maintenance on a new water tower. The security system will continue into 20. The chemical upgrades, it appears that is closed out. I've had some discussions with the superintendent, and we're going to take a look at that to make sure that we have completed that so we can close that out. The space review continues into 20, and it has the allocation that was approved at the district meeting. And then the next three are carryovers that have debt. And as we discussed, we now have to close those out We've approved closing them out for payment of debt in 2020. And that is the synopsis of where we are. We'll be continuing the year-end work for the next, really the next 2 months, 6 weeks, 2 months. Any questions?
No, go ahead, sorry.
Just two minor ones. In the expenses or in salary section, you basically have a column for full year budget. You have another one for the actual for FY19. Does the full year budget include any transfers or
yes.
What was originally?
Yes.
Okay.
That's reflected if you look down at the reserve account.
Correct.
They are show expenditures in the reserve account, and those expenditures are the allocations.
So basically, then when you go back to where it says salaries at the top, $98,950, that's the original budget plus the transfer?
Yes.
Okay. And then just a historical question. What was the project at Lovell's Pond about?
The reason that we still have that, it was pointed out to me that according to, and I forget the chapter and verse, I think it's somewhere in 44, that any project that has debt over $10,000 has to be closed out at an annual district meeting.
Yeah.
That was the erection of the tower at Lovell's, at the Lovell Tower. And it's been around for a couple of years. The auditors found it and said it really requires annual district meeting.
Yeah, I was just interested in the project, what work was done there. So there's a
we erected a tower.
Tower.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now I know. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I have a quick question. Just under the fire department. What is the other revenue that was $25,000?
Under the fire department?
Yeah.
Sale of the truck.
Okay, because.
Sale of the truck and other things.
Okay.
I'd have to pull it completely apart.
Okay.
But the major item is
the
sale of the truck. We didn't do a trade-in. We did a
purchase. Okay.
And a sale.
Any other questions?
No, I just have. I just wanted to note that Lisa has worked hard with the payroll services, and she's actually gotten our costs down.
Yes.
For the payroll service, right? About $750, is that correct?
It's a substantial amount. I don't know the exact amount. But she was able to carve out things that we really weren't using that had been put in years ago and saved us a substantial amount of money.
Excellent. Excellent.
I just have one last question. Mm-hmm. So at this point, have we closed the fiscal year, or do you have any expectation on if it hasn't been closed, when you're going to close?
I won't close this until probably August.
Okay.
The latter part of August. You have the year-end reconciliations to go mm-hmm. through. One good news is that the collector is, if not completely up to date, is substantially up to date. And if you recall last year, we weren't able to get that information until November.
Correct. That's
so,
kind of why I'm asking.
So I couldn't, no one could close the books until November, none of the districts.
Correct.
So we're anticipating closing this, you know, this time, in August to September, something like that.
That's great news. Yep. Thank you.
Can I just ask, do you have any idea, the treasurer's office still going to charge us just $10,000 for the billing, or don't you know?
The treasurer's office?
The collector's office.
Tax collectors.
I opened the discussion with Deb saying that, as we had discussed in a previous meeting, that we thought it was appropriate that there be some fee that we pay to the collector's office.
Right.
And I said it's too late to put it in the 20 budget, but we ought to start that discussion, and she agreed.
Okay.
All right. That's yep. all, Patricia.
Okay.
I did, we need to appoint the Bylaws and Policy Advisory Committee. I shot Ken an email, but I hadn't heard back from him. I only have his district. So I don't know who would like to serve on the Policy Advisory Committee and who'd like to serve. I did bylaws last year. I don't mind.
I was going to say I'd do bylaws.
Okay.
I'll do policy advisory.
Perfect. Because that brings us to our next topic. All right, so this is going to be, so I'll let you each know who else is, when I hear back. Well, policy, bylaws, I assume, is probably going to be Mimi and
Penny.
And policy advisory, I'll let you know. Okay, you're going to do, okay. Okay, the next topic is actually chair that I'm sitting in now. When Silvio asked me if I would be willing to chair the committee, I wasn't quite aware of how busy my life was going to be at this point in time. I have ventured out and opened a new law office with two of my former coworkers and my sister, actually, so we have four partners. And we're working about, I don't know, 15 hours a day. We only work a couple hours on Sunday mornings. But it definitely is not allowing me to have any time right now, and I don't really know when in the future it will, to really even stop into the fire station to really catch up on things or be really aware of what's happening in the district. Obviously, I still feel as if I'm competent to, you know, sit on the committee. I just don't think that at this time I have enough time to really keep my thumb on the pulse of everything that's happening financially. So I'd like to revisit that. I don't know if anybody has any comments to that or thoughts.
No, I understand. I guess, you know, with my job, I feel the same way, but I guess if you'd like, we can make a motion to nominate somebody else, and that's fine. I mean, we all have to be conscientious of our ability to be able to serve based on all the other things that happen outside of the Prudential Committee. So, yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, it won't be forever. It's just we opened our doors July 1.
Yeah.
And it just so happens it coincided with, with this. And just the way things have worked out, it's just a lot more work than we were hoping it was going to be.
Yeah. No, things change all the time.
That's okay. We're getting through it, and eventually we will have employees, and we won't be trying to, you know, clean and do everything ourselves. does anybody have a motion with respect to who would serve as chair?
Can you know? Can anybody nominate themselves? Like, I don't understand the process. Will we have to nominate somebody else? Like,
I think that you can nominate yourself. I don't think there's a problem with that.
Yeah, sure.
I certainly.
Here's the other question before I even entertain a motion too. I'd be interested in discussing the opportunity to have a vice chair too.
Okay.
So for the sake of redundancy, in case any of us are not around or in that particular case, one of them is the chair and somebody else can run the meeting while the chair's not around. I don't think we have a vice chair or anything
like that. No, we don't.
So maybe instead of just nominating a chairperson, we can nominate a chairperson and a vice chairperson.
Can you do that?
Yes. Sorry? Yes, you can.
It's not in the bylaws.
What, to have a vice chair? Well, that's probably true, but.
Yeah, which is then something our bylaw committee will be looking at.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, because we are so small, it does make sense.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, that's why we usually, you know, just two of us is a quorum. So.
Yeah.
Either we expand, which again it's not even in the bylaws either, or we should look into getting a vice chair, but maybe that's a conversation for another time.
No, I think it's a good thing to maybe bring to the bylaw committee.
Sure.
Yeah, and we've talked about expanding even though it's not allowed in the bylaws, but oftentimes it's hard just to get the three.
And it's tough too, again, because then just two of us is a quorum.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes two of us just want to go to the cattle hole at the same time.
Sometimes, but not tonight, because of free.
No, exactly. So, so it we either, you know, it's, that's one of the little things that eventually we're going to have to talk about, mm-hmm. about adjusting. Yeah. So.
Yeah, small village.
All right.
All right.
Well, so. You being the chair, if you want to make a motion, that'd be great. If not, you know, I can make a motion. I don't, however it works best. I don't care.
Go ahead.
I would make a motion to nominate myself as chair of the board.
All right. Anything?
You can second it.
I'll second.
I think you have to spend a great deal of time meeting with Ray and you know, I'm not sure that you're going to have the time to do that with your job. But no. If you think you do.
I like to give it a shot, and I think, you know, and again, this is why we're having this conversation. My approach would be somewhat different, too. I would tend to delegate some of these things, too, because I feel we're all part of a committee. I'm the new one, so I got a lot to learn. But on the same token, I feel that it would give me an opportunity to, I don't know, bring a little bit of, I don't know, an outsider's perspective, if you will, to the way the meetings are run. But I do value your knowledge and your experience of the board. And I mean, if somebody else wants to make a motion to nominate you too, I wouldn't oppose it either. It's just, I feel like maybe I've been here now like a year and a half or so, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I'd be willing to, you know, put myself in there and try to make the best I can with what, you know, with the time that I have. But that's also why I brought up the whole vice chair issue, because as you saw in the last meeting, I don't know where something came from my job, and I couldn't attend. So, and over the phone, it gets kind of funky sometimes, and that was the only problematic issue. But I'd be willing to meet with Ray, you know, as necessary. If not, I'm only a phone call away. I can stop by the fire station after hours, and I would put the effort and try to make it work. Probably wouldn't be during normal working hours for the most part, but I'd be willing to put the time and effort to do it.
Does that work at all, Ray? I mean, because I know you have set regular, you work regular business hours, right? Well, I know you're everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't have a set schedule.
Oh, right.
I'm usually working between West Barnstable. They're both part-time. Mm-hmm. So I like to maintain the greatest amount of flexibility in the the 2 days a week that I'm supposed to be here. It usually ends up three,
yeah.
Unfortunately. But so I'm, and usually it's because I have something to do at West Barnstable that I have to be there. So my time, I'm not on a set schedule, okay. And would resist going on one for any length of time. Right. Example, when the auditors are here, I'm on a very set schedule, mm-hmm. but that's 1 or 2 weeks a year.
I guess what I'm just asking is, you know, if it would be necessary to meet outside of like a regular business work day, is that something you could be available to do? I mean, obviously we're outside of a regular set work day as we speak.
Yeah, right? I don't think I'd want to do that on a regular basis, candidly.
No, understood. And like I said, everybody's situations changed. I mean, 2 years ago I was working out of Rhode Island and had a 2-hour commute each way every day. So at that point in time in my life, I probably wouldn't have volunteered to be the chair. I mean, let alone be on this board. But again, I feel like whatever I can do to kind of bring a new perspective, I can. If you know, my feelings won't get hurt if I don't get chosen. I'm just trying to throw my name out there. But if the committee feels that, yeah, that could be an imposition and Fran has more time available, that's not a problem with me at all. It's, I don't take things personal.
I don't have any problem with, you know, it's just a practicality matter. I think that actually, you know, I think that everybody should serve at some point, and mm-hmm. I certainly am happy to do that. Again, I plan on being in a whole other place, hopefully, by next summer. I hope it's a lot sooner than that. And I think that some of the other committees are actually making that move of trying to, you know, kind of cycle the work, if you mm-hmm. would, because being chair can be so, it takes some time.
Time-consuming.
Time-consuming.
But again, that's also one of the reasons I ran. You know, not that it matters, but a lot of people my age do not run for those reasons,
right,
because of their job. So you tend to get a little bit less diversity in some of these boards, and that's the main reason why I ran, to try to bring some diversity and different perspective. If I can do that from the chair position, that's fine. If I can do that just from being a committee member, that's fine by me too. I would definitely want to do what's in the best interest of the district at all times. So again, if the committee feels that there's a better option, I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. I don't take things personal. I think I could still do my job to the best of my abilities from whatever position as I'm in this committee.
I don't have any problem seconding your motion to endorse yourself, you know, if you think that you have the time to do it. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation, so happy to do so.
I give it my best shot and see what happens.
Okay.
Why is everybody looking at me? No, I don't have a vote.
No, I'm just, yeah. All right, that will go to a vote for them?
Yep.
Okay. All in favor of Silvio replacing me as chair of the Prudential Committee, please say aye.
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 Thank you very much, everybody, for the opportunity.
Do you get to take over the meeting now, or do I
no,
finish it?
You finish.
You have to
okay,
finish it.
Sorry. Okay, after that. Is there any public comment? Cindy?
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. Prior to you releasing your duties as chair, we had the opportunity to speak before you were chair, mm-hmm. and you were going to try to get some answers to some questions. Will you be able to send that information over to?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I'd like to get some closure on that.
I still have my notes, and I apologize.
I understand. I get it. My other question is regarding my open meeting complaint. Will mm-hmm. that be brought forth on the committee, or will Ms. Parks be handling that individually?
That's going to be discussed in the executive session.
Executive session today.
Okay.
That's why we have executive
okay.
session.
Thank you.
May I ask what questions she had that you're going to answer?
There were some questions with regards to, we had gone over some things in the annual report after the meeting. And there were some questions that I'm happy to share with everybody, if that's appropriate, which I think
yeah.
it is. So I will circulate them to everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Is there any other public comment?
There, yes, go ahead.
Carol Zace, 86 Putnam Avenue. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I
don't know if congratulations are really in order. We'll find out soon enough.
I think you'll be able to do fine. I think Lisa would. I think any one of you would be able to do fine. I would love to put my support behind going to five people. I saw that done in Sudbury, a little bit bigger,
yeah.
but specifically for those reasons of more flexibility of if you find yourselves together, more flexibility of being able to hold a meeting and not just two people making a decision. So maybe the bylaws committee. So it worked. It was like, really? We won't get enough people? And then all of a sudden it worked out. So just throw that in there. And then my other hat, Civic Association, I had people after the district meeting come up to me wanting to join a group to talk about the education and communication about how the village voting
works.
Happens, process.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will be doing more about getting that group of people together probably mid-October. I can meet before then, but my daughter's getting married in October, so I'm a little crazy about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I just want to keep you in the loop. I would love to have all or any. I know it's probably hard to have all because then you're a meeting, so if you want to do a representative, let me know. And if you don't want me to do it from the Civic Association, let me know. But it's something that I've wanted to do since I moved here, and that's how I ended up on the Civic Association. And that first year, I just couldn't get it together to start to do any educational stuff.
So will this be at a regular monthly meeting, or are you going to have kind of a special workshop?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, yes. I mean, I'd like to do get as many people that can come and have as many meetings so people can share their thoughts, because the more minds, the more ideas, is my philosophy. So that's, I just wanted to let you guys know that I haven't forgotten about what I began, and I did contact some of the people already saying, we haven't forgotten you, we just want to enjoy summer and get through it.
Well, by all means, I'm sure that we can scare up at least one member of each board to attend. And
that would be nice.
Answer questions.
I mean, I'll be going through to the boards and try to do that. But I'll get more formal probably in September to try and get to have a first meeting in early, mid-October, if that.
Great.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Anything else? Amy?
Amy Cates, 4782 Falmouth Road. Last week I attended the Space Needs Committee meeting. It was a public meeting, however, the presentees spent their time talking to the committee and had their backs to the interested members of the public who attended the meeting. It made it very difficult for the members of the public to hear everything that was going on. And I wanted to know how we could prevent this from happening again, where people would have their back to the public. Different way to arrange the tables, whatever, horseshoe, something. But it was, I thought it was difficult for the three or four of us as we sat here, and at times we didn't hear the full discussion. So thank you. Do you have any thoughts on that?
We have another meeting, and that's remains a concern, then, you know, certainly we can see what we can do to make it more visible. I mean, they did have the board, they had the large board, but
and they had microphones.
But the microphones were at any point in time, you know, 12 to 18 inches in front of them. They didn't have the microphones. You know, I'm standing by this microphone. Not one of our presentees was this close to the microphone. The microphone was on the table, but they were at times this far from the microphone. So that was all. I just wanted to let you folks know what it felt like on the other side of the table. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a couple of things. Mm-hmm. I want to just thank Captain McNamara for doing the bunting, hanging up the bunting on the building.
Yep.
And also my purchase, we had a pothole in the parking lot, so I purchased some cold mix to go into it, and the firefighters put it in there for us.
Awesome.
And we've had a request from a group called the Fountain Program, and they're song keepers. And they rented this building 5 years ago. And are back wanting to rent it again. And they want to have it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. For 7 Sundays in the afternoon. The problem is they don't want to pay. when they rented the building 5 years ago, we had different policies, and so they had their concert, and then they made a donation. They're not from Kootenai, and we've explained that, you know, we have amended our policies, and we require a deposit for the key, and they have to sign a contract. And what they would prefer to do is just after each concert, you know, make a donation. But, you know, we have, you know, so Chris just wanted to make sure that when she told them that, you know, that's no longer how we're operating, that, you know, she has our support.
We can't make an exception just because when they rented the hall 5 years ago, it wasn't the same cost that it is
different
now.
Different policy, yeah.
I know that in the past it was the cost was very negligible. It was, you know, 25. Real low. Too low.
I was getting so excited when you said seven Sundays. I was like, wow, that's a lot of revenue. And then you said, well, they don't want to pay. I was like, oh, wow. That was like a bucket of cold water. So, you know. No, I agree with both of you. I mean,
and for some groups that come in, we actually ask them to get, you know, one-day insurance, liability insurance. Mm-hmm. And
we have a play coming in August. They got insurance.
Yeah.
They had to.
They had to, yeah. Okay.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. So we're going to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion. To go into executive section under Purpose 1, General Law, C3A, Section 19A, to discuss the reputation, character, physical condition, or mental health, rather than professional confidence of an individual, or to discuss the discipline or dismissal of or complaints or charges brought against a public officer, employee, staff member, or individual. The individual to be discussed in such executive session shall be notified in writing by the public body at least 48 hours prior to the proposed executive session, provided, however, that the notification may be waived upon written agreement with the parties. The committee will not return to public session.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
It's a voice vote. Fran Parks?
It's a voice vote.
You have to say Lisa Mycock. Yes.
Oh, Lisa Mycock Kelly.
And Sylvia Janelle.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, you too. I will try.